The second lesson for Palm Sunday is from Philippians 2. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Some days the world is a tuxedo, and you are a pair of brown shoes. Is there anything worse than being out of step, out of rhythm? A fellow campus minister was telling me he learned this the hard way. First meeting Sunday night, his campus ministry group in the fall, someone thought it would be cool to engage in a kind of silly little game where everyone was to keep rhythm with the leader. And if you fell out of rhythm, then you had to stand up and tell the group your name and your hometown and your favorite food or something personal about yourself, just as a way to get acquainted. So the game went. Next week, when a team called on some of the visitors, encouraging them to come again, they visited two students, two football players, who told the callers, "Look, we're never coming back to your dumb group. We didn't come to church to be made to look like fools. We got enough people trying to make us look stupid around here without coming to church and being made fun of just because we can't keep in step with your dumb music." And I could see their point. I recall how my anxiety would rise in elementary school during the weekly rhythm class. We couldn't call it dancing class or folk dancing class because this was Greenville, South Carolina, and the Southern Baptists wouldn't let us call it anything but rhythm class. And we were always taught some bohemian folk dance, and we were asked to keep in step, and you were asked to tap your feet and to move your arms, to clap on beat, swivel your hips, and it was miserable. One of the choir members was telling me how much he enjoyed his first year singing in the choir, except sometimes, he said, "I have a hard time keeping the beat. It's a racial disability." But after getting the evil eye from Dr. Weinkoop, suddenly I got rhythm. Now, at the end of this service, as is our custom on Palm Sunday, you'll be asked to sing. You'll be asked to join in a kind of dance. We're not singing Lord of the Dance, but we're still singing a hymn that requires a kind of rhythmic engagement. The hymn will sing, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow." And my job is to get you ready, to get you into the beat, ready to move with the rhythm of that dance. Elie Wiesel, in his little book, Night, recalls in horrifying terms how his father was somebody who never, ever learned how to march. In the early 1940s, when Jews in Germany started being rounded up and taken to various holding tanks, he said the Nazis always made us march everywhere. And the little boy tried in vain to help his out-of-step father try to keep in step with the marching to prevent the poking and jabbing of rifle butts by the guards. What a sad sight, this old man being urged on by his little son to keep in step under the hateful Nazi eye. In the old Saturday morning westerns, There was invariably that humiliating scene when the bad guy, picking on some little fellow, would pull out his pistol and he would start shooting at the little guy's feet, saying, "Dance, dance, I tell you," and the little guy would jump up and down and wave his arms for all that his life was worth. Well, you may think of this Sunday as a kind of dance. The story we're enacting requires movement. This day, the path on which Jesus has been making his way through Galilee, this path suddenly turns upward toward Jerusalem. When Jesus says to his disciples, I'm going up to Jerusalem, he means not only that he's going up to the big city, he means that he is dancing down toward death. "You can't go there," the disciples say. "They're waiting to kill you." And it's then that the music changes tempo. Peter urges Jesus not to go. He begs him. Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." Jesus tells Peter, hardly missing a beat. The music for Jesus this day changes from the happy wanderer to a funeral dirge. And we, tripping along behind Jesus, find ourselves moving to a different beat than that of the world. It is a dance. It is a day which begins high and ends low. Downward mobility is the direction of this Palm Sunday parade. To go up to Jerusalem with Jesus is to risk going down toward death. Jesus enters a city full of raucous excitement. Passover, Israel's 4th of July, is in full swing, and Jesus rides in on a donkey, bobbing along, out of step. His disciples expected him perhaps to enter on a war horse, charging in like a conquering hero. Jesus bounces in on a donkey. Little children, the lowest of society, they wave palm branches, they shout, "Hosanna," there is joy. But soon and very soon, the music shifts to a minor key. And Jesus is more noticeably out of step with the celebration which swirls around him. And his disciples must be out of step if they are with him to waltz. "Let this same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, he humbled himself, he became obedient unto the path of death, even death on a cross." Do you appreciate how this beat, this self-emptying, this downward mobility is against just about everything that we teach and practice here? Today's university has become a high-priced ticket to power, a means of upward mobility. Some of you think that we're here disinterestedly discussing large issues, major topics, the truth. No, we're on our way onward and upward. This past week, an angry alumnus called to express great displeasure over the 60-minute segment on sexuality courses at universities around the country, some of them here at Duke. And he was hammering on me about how ridiculous these sexuality courses are and wasting people's money for these sex courses. And I said, "Look, it's sort of in line with the program. Have you noticed? Affluent, powerful, upwardly mobile people, because we've got nothing interesting to worry about like food, clothing, or housing, have lots of times on our hand to worry about unimportant things, like sex. Have you noticed that? So we have them take these courses for the same reason we have them take courses in accounting or music appreciation. It gives something for powerfully, upwardly mobile people to do after graduation. He said, you know, you are cynical. We are onward and upward. But would you watch how he walks? And watch how you walk just by being here. Jesus, at the table, surely with a touch of irony in his voice, says to his disciples, you are those who've continued with me during my trials and tough times. Yeah. But maybe he really meant it as word of encouragement. I've been known to tell students, when I was your age, church was something your mother wanted you to do. Like, pick up your socks, be nice to your roommate, take precautions on dates, and just go to the chapel every once in a while to touch base with everything which is bourgeois and middle class and conventional. But I tell them, by the time you got here, church was a way to get back at your old lady. Chapel was a way of saying to the older generation, I don't want your world. I want a better world. I don't want your marriage. I want something more. We can work with that. Let us be clear. The call is not to march to your own beat. It's not self-determination to devise your own special rhythm and stick to that. The call is to march to the beat of a different drummer, to pick up a rhythm that belongs to Jesus, a contrapunto. He walks down a narrow path, not many on it, toward a cross. And furthermore, he bids you to walk down that same path with him. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Inculcate this rebellious countercultural rhythm in your soul. If we can get you to dance it on Sunday, maybe we can get you to do it on Monday. He was talking about someone who had risen high in his company, a man with great ambitions, whose large ambitions had been mostly realized. In a way, he said, I've always been grateful for that guy. Grateful? Why? I asked. Well, it was he who really has helped me to curb some of my own ambition. Because he showed me the limits of the goals and the success that I at one time thought I had to have. To watch him, to observe the price he has paid for what he's gotten, the way he has compromised and flattered and stepped on others and betrayed his very best friends on his way up. It's helped me to decide that maybe I don't need what I thought at one time I had to have. And I'm grateful for that. Watching the compromises and the machinations of another led this man to march to the beat of a different drum. Well, today Jesus is enticing us into a drama, a kind of dance. He is inviting us to move our feet to a different beat. Before this service ends, a crowd of freshmen will reenact the story of Jesus' passion. And maybe that's how it should be. All of us trying to take our places in this drama where we move down a narrow path that doesn't come naturally to any of us. It all begins well enough with a rather pleasant tune. Hosanna! Glory, Lord, and honor! But then the organ, the beat becomes heavier. The dancing rhythm is transformed into the drums of discord. Dissonant sound smothers the earlier tune, and we move toward the cross behind the one who found it tough to dance with the devil on his back. And what about you? Some of you are young, and most of you, because this is Duke, are on your way up. But there will be that day, get ready, when somebody like my age will look across a big oak table at you and will kind of wink or gesture and will speak confidently about, well, the way we do things here in the firm. And you will know that's your invitation to get in step. Or maybe it will be over cocktails. And she will sigh about, well, what ought to be if this were a perfect world. But then she will firmly assert, of course, you know, you gotta face facts. You gotta go along to, like, get along, right? And then at that moment, maybe because in services like this, your feet learned to move to a different beat. Maybe because you know in your soul that you are owned by Christ and not by the firm or the HMO or IBM or GM or HBO, you will say, I'm sorry, I don't dance.